anxiety, confusion, panic. Our world, our communities, even ourselves, we are all collapsing from fear. And fear is the key emotion that is here in this reading from Luke. Jesus is telling his disciples and us that everyone and everything is filled with fear and is operating out of fear. Indeed, often fear for ourselves and fear for others causes us to live in isolation from others. And so out of fear, we build walls rather than build relationships. Out of fear, we try to dominate and win in competition rather than to work for reconciliation. And out of fear, we practice exclusion and prejudice rather than inclusion and welcome and hospitality and respect for others. As well, because of fear, we live in this fear of not having enough and the fear of losing what we have. And so what we strive to do is think that if we can accumulate more and consume more, we can find security. Because after all, the more stuff I have, the safer I am. But wait a minute. How am I going to protect all this stuff? How am I going to make sure somebody else isn't going to get it or take it? And so that fear of what am I to do? And out of that fear, it is so easy to slip into greed and self-interest that we have no care or compassion for anyone else. So what counters fear? Jesus in our text today tells us that what counters fear is courage. He says to his disciples and to us, stand up straight, lift up your heads. That's the sense of courage. And precisely what is courage? Courage is doing the right thing when tempted by fear or self-interest to act otherwise. Courage is doing the right thing when tempted by fear or self-interest to act otherwise. Common example of courage that we all know are firefighters. While everyone else is running away from the burning building, the firefighters are running toward the burning building. Why? In order to save lives and property. Because in their profession, that's the right thing to do. And it takes courage, because after all, they too have fear of fire, and their own self-interest means their lives could be in jeopardy. And yet, they rush toward the fire rather than away from it. That's the sense of courage. Jesus is talking to his disciples about courage because he and they will need courage in the very near future. At least according to Luke's timeline, what's going on here is Jesus is talking to his disciples about fear and courage the day before he will be betrayed, and then, of course, as you all know, go on trial and be crucified. And so here in our passage, he's telling his disciples, all hell is about to break loose, but my words will not pass away. And indeed, we know that in the next 2 days, all hell breaks loose as far as the disciples are concerned. But Jesus' words do not pass away. Two of those words of Jesus that are in Luke's gospel that we find when Jesus is hanging on the cross, he gives us these words which are able to empower us with that sense of courage. That first word is, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. And indeed, isn't it often the case that when we act out of fear, we don't know what we're doing, and we certainly don't know what the consequences of that will be. The religious leaders and the Roman authorities killed Jesus out of fear. They were afraid that he was taking away the power, he was taking away the people from them. That the religious leaders are afraid Jesus will no longer follow and listen to us. And of course, Pilate and the Romans were saying, here's a possible subversive who might revolt against Rome. And out of fear, both of those parties said, that can't happen. And so they acted by killing Jesus. But they didn't know what they were doing. And so too for us. When we act out of fear, fear. It often brings hurt and harm to others and also to ourselves. And how can we counter that? With forgiveness. That Christ forgives us for our ignorance and stupidity in acting out of fear. And we too, in following his example, should then forgive others when they act out of fear against us or others. Forgiveness is what can provide us with courage in the face of fear. The second word that Jesus gives us from the cross is to one of those crucified with him when he says to that person, today you will be with me in paradise. What that means is we need never face our fears alone. Today you will be with me in paradise. That understanding that Christ is with us and accompanies us, and that we are always, because of Christ, living in the presence of God. And as long as God is present, it doesn't mean that all of our fears are going to dissipate and go away and never happen, but that we never need face them alone, And that indeed, because we are accompanied by Christ, it means we will work our way through those fears. And that we need not be afraid of ever being abandoned or outside of the love and grace of God. So it's those words of Jesus that do not pass away. Those words of forgiveness, those words of the promise of being with us, that give us courage, that give us the ability to practice faithfulness even while afraid. And so, for those who are hungry, of whom we are afraid, Christ gives us the courage to address our fears by providing nutritious food. For those who are homeless, of whom we are afraid, Christ gives us the courage to address those fears with shelter and warm clothing. For those with whom we are in conflict or in strained or broken relationships and of whom we are afraid, Christ gives us the courage to address our fears with forgiveness and reconciliation. For those who are struggling to make ends meet, of whom we are afraid, Christ gives us the courage to address those fears with generosity. For those of whom we are afraid and distrust, Christ gives us the courage to address our fears with reconciliation and hospitality. And for those who are ill, who are lonely, who are facing death, who are depressed, of whom we are afraid, Christ gives us the courage to address those fears with compassion and companionship. That is the practice of courage, of faithfulness, even while being afraid of people and situations in which we might find ourselves. And Jesus has one last word for us, and that's keep alert, because you see, fear's a sneaky thing. You can be going along just fine, and all of a sudden, boom, it sneaks up on you, and there it is. And so, the life of the person of faith is always one of alertness, alert to those fears. Indeed, that's why we pray in the Lord's Prayer, save us from the time of trial. Because the trial and temptations that we're talking about here are those precisely that arise because of fear. And we ask God to be with us, to rescue us, to give us the courage to continue to be faithful while the fear is there. And not let the fear triumph, not let the fear surmount us. So that anxiety, confusion, panic indeed does come from fear. But for those of us who have Christ's good word, the word of forgiveness, the word of Christ's promise of accompaniment and not abandoning us, of his presence always with us, fear need not get the better of us. But we can live with Christ's courage, the courage of doing the right thing, even when fear or self-interest might tempt us to do otherwise. Amen.